Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Well, good morning, and a good Friday it is. Let me see. There we go. There are six words to remember this weekend that will change your life. Six words that have changed the course of human history. Six words that create hope in darkness, comfort in pain, courage in a trial, rest in a storm, and healing for a broken life. And what are they? It is finished. He is risen. Because He went to the cross, we don't have to. Because He took on the curse, we are guaranteed eternity in heaven with our Father in heaven. Because He did it, there is nothing more I can do or have to do except accept that what He did finished the work. I don't like what I do, you say. Then you have not accepted it is finished. The devil's lying to you, and he's very convincing. Remember Eve? He's lying about who you are, lying about what you are, speaking words of failure and defeat, or convincing you that marginal is enough, that you can't change, so you shouldn't try to act like you're changed. Just a sinner saved by grace. Making excuses for not embracing three powerful words and accepting the devil's devious lies for your life. It is finished means there's nothing you cannot overcome because there's nothing He's not already overcome for you. Remember who He is in you is greater. He who is in you is greater than he who's in the world. You are more than a conqueror. Who is he that overcomes the world? He has overcome the world. Believe it. He is risen. Before my accident, I took my two kids to watch The Case for Christ, Lee Strobel's story of trying to prove that Jesus was a fraud, that Christianity was a lie and God did not exist. But something happened on the way to proving that conclusion. God's truth, the only truth, revealed itself. Lee encountered the reality of the risen Christ. That revelation, with evidence, caused a crisis for that atheist. The evidence overwhelmingly proved the existence of God. Jesus revealed truths, His death and His resurrection. He is risen, and because He lives, I can face tomorrow. Because He is risen, and because He said it is finished, we have so much to celebrate. Every day is Resurrection Day. I'll have a special message for you at the bottom of hour number two. Top of that hour, we're expecting Dr. Peter McCullough will be with us at the top of hour number two. Also joining us today on the program, Michael Dougherty, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway, is back with us. He used to be a regular on the program. His business has exploded. He's in the lab business, and we'll talk with him about the lab business and just about what's going on with the CDC and the FDA. And gee, is it a new thing for them to lie and mislead us? Maybe not. We'll talk to Michael about that coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio. But joining me now, as he does each and every Friday, and I'm so glad to have him opening the program with me here on Good Friday, my good friend, Dr. Don Jans. How'd you like that? Dr. Don.
Well, I many years ago, I'd have been very pleased. I'm not quite so sure I am today. A lot of these doctors have gone the deep road. They're taking the deep road.
Well, when you have a gun to your head and they're twisting your arm behind your back, and you have to decide between, you know, whether or not you'll keep, you know, practicing medicine, or be disgraced or potentially even, you know, jailed. I mean, those are the kinds of threats that many of these doctors are facing, and the storm that has that has blown up upon them. It's hard to believe in America. The question, Don, today that I pose to you is, can America rise again? I can't but look at where we are and with an honest assessment suggest that we've lost our way. And I want to throw a couple other quick things at you and then give you the floor. There's been a big push now since the lockdowns, parents realizing what their kids are being taught in school and coming forward. CRT has been at the top of the list. Now they're coming along and they're recognizing the transgender issue. They're starting to recognize the amount of pornographic material that's been thrust into it. Disney has now been exposed. Don, you and I have talked about this kind of stuff going on in our schools for as long as you've been on my program, for the last 11 years, and I talked about this for years out in California from a pulpit. Is it too little too late? And is it just political theater, or do you think that there's actually somebody that's really going to do something about this?
Do I really think there's somebody that's going to do something about this?
You want to start with that? Okay.
No.
Start
no,
with
I
that.
Don't.
Start with
no,
that.
No, I don't. I just, I, the question just caught me.
Yeah.
No. As a matter of fact, this is, read history. This has always been the question. We have a movement in our nation, a movement that literally started back in the 1920s, very strongly started back in the 1920s. We could even go a little bit before that. And this has been a movement that has always destroyed societies. And that movement is that evil must overcome good. We go and we study right now. We call it
communist movement. Say that again. Evil must overcome good. That's what you said.
That's exactly what I said. Whew. That in this movement, destruction is their main goal. Destruction is everything upon which they concentrate. Destruction of what? Destruction of all that is good. Destruction of all that is good so that they can place themselves in a superior role, in a role of power, in a role of total control. That is the collectivist movement. That is the communist movement. That is the movement of the left in America today. And when we go back and we take a look at how other people have operated, we see that the main thing they try to destroy is the family. A strong family unit is the essence of freedom. This is how God intended it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read, people go and read the Old Testament sometimes as well. Remember, Christ is the fulfillment of the law.
Right.
And when we go and we look at the Old Testament, we see these movements of destruction constantly. And all of it is geared toward destruction of the family. And people are told that evil is good. Sacrifice your baby. It is good. Go and have a temple orgy. It is good. Worship all that is not God. It is good. Evil always must be stressed over good for these movements to take place. when we take a look at our nation today, what are we doing? We are destroying the family. All that is happening, all that has been happening over throughout the 20th century and well into the 21st century is destruction of the family.
Yeah.
One of the things that we did is we were told we will save the family by telling people that we will pay them for having children out of wedlock. Mm. We tell people that we will pay them if they will not work. God said work is good. God intended us to work. So all of this movement that we see, this idea that sexual immorality is really purity, this idea that we can control what God has created, all of these movements are just the same movements that we see, only with under different names. And it's all a movement of Satan. When Saul Alinsky wrote his book, Rules for Radicals, to whom did he dedicate it? Lucifer. We see this happening constantly. Religion is bad. Or not religion is good, but belief in the Bible, belief in Christ, is bad.
Well, it's a mix, wouldn't you say, too? I mean, the other thing, and this is something that I've argued for a while, and it's going to take, I think, a bit for folks to get this, but when you talk about the issue of evolution and Darwinism, okay, and, you know, I think that the man who did the Ark, you know what I'm talking about, the Ark experience?
In Kentucky?
Yes, yes.
I don't know who did that.
Ken Ham.
Yeah, okay.
Ken Ham does a great job of arguing that if we embrace the Big Bang Theory at all, if we embrace any portion of Darwinism, then we discount God. We're going to lose God in that equation. And I would have to say that I agree with him.
Yes.
And here's what it does that is not understood or fully grasped. What it does, you talk about sex and the impurity factor. What it says is that kids, that humans are animals, and that because humans are animals, they don't have the ability to be able to make the decision not to participate in sex. And so now we have this embrace of the Kinsey theory, and I've been pointing this out, ladies and gentlemen, since I got on the air. God's told me to point this out. It's called the Comprehensive Sex Education Program. It's been there for years. It's been being forced down our children's throats. Parents have been blinded to it. They've been told they can't sit in on those classes. And it uses the Kinsey theory, and it suggests that children are sexual from birth. But it starts with the understanding of Darwinism.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
If you're interested in looking younger and maybe helping slow down some of those old age-related challenges, stay tuned. Red wine is said to be good for everything from lowering your cholesterol to improving heart health to blood sugar control, enhancing memory, and immune boosting. Liquid Resvante is a product for you, available at cgrwellness.com. 1 ounce of Resvante has a trans-resveratrol equivalent to 300 glasses of a red Cabernet without the alcohol. Harvard Medical Research shows resveratrol improves sensory motor coordination, endurance, muscle function, energy, stamina, and more. Resvante has 99% ultra-pure resveratrol, which is clinically proven to slow the aging process. Available at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO for $20 off your first order of $50 or more. Apply it at checkout. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My host is my guest is Don Jans. I guess I'm the host. I don't know. Hey, Don, we were talking in the break, and I had ended this past segment by talking about Darwinism and the how Darwinism has been used to break down the value of the human being. Humans then are in correlation with animals. They're on an equal playing field. There's no difference between the creation of man and the creation of an animal. They're all the same. Christianity, because of the fact that people were, biblically illiterate, they grabbed onto and suggested that, well, yes, the Big Bang Theory could be, but we'll turn the Big Bang Theory into a we'll just kind of slap a biblical overlay upon it and call the Big Bang Theory, you know, that was God exploding and And the problem with doing that is that you then again open the door to allow for the idea that man and animals are the same. So now you're having children and you're saying to them they can't control their urges,
And so therefore, we're going to treat them all like we would animals in this grand experiment. And so we start them on this path, and they further work to break down the conscience of these small children and eliminate all human morality that God has actually put in us. He's put a conscience in us. Mm-hmm. There are things that we actually do know. We know the difference between right and wrong. The Word of God says that. And your soul knows very well. Your soul.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy running around. I saw a quote earlier this morning. He's the advisor to Klaus and the advisor to Bill Gates and so on. He's pushing transhumanism. But basically what he says is that this idea of man having a spirit and a soul is old-fashioned, and it's now, in his mind, been fully debunked.
I have not seen that. And that's called transhumanism?
Transhumanism, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We've talked about, and this is all so real. This actually takes place. These people truly do believe that a life of a human being, a life of a special creation of God. Remember, the human being is the only part of creation that God did not speak into existence. The human being is the only part of existence that God literally formed with his own hand. And he set us apart from the rest of creation. The left would like us to believe that the human is no different from the animals which God spoke into existence. And they believe that the taking of a baby's life, whether it be unborn or born, is no different from stepping on an ant. That's their literal belief. Now we have to go back and we have to say, okay, we've talked about all of this evil. God still exists. God is real. The death on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ truly happened, and it happened for a reason. And that is that there is always hope. There is always hope through God. And when we say, oh, all is horrible, all is bad, what will we do? We know what we have to do. We have to turn our eyes back to the cross. We have to understand that grave is not occupied. And there is always hope through Jesus Christ. In fact, that is the only hope there is. There is no hope in government. There is no hope in any politician. There is only hope because Jesus Christ went to the cross willingly for you and for me, and because he overcame death, he overcame Satan, and that is where our hope is. And when we focus on that once again, and when our churches will start to teach that, then we will see a new America growing, not because we are good, not because we are something special, but because we have turned our sight back on the cross and the empty grave.
Amen. Well, that is truly understanding that and embracing that. That's the only thing that is going to overcome this darkness that we are facing today. There's absolutely no question that we're going to have to get armed and get ourselves ready by putting on the full armor of the cross. That is the only thing that's going to protect us from what is, you know, from what is coming and from what is here right now. But there is a guy, I got to find it. I'll try to find it in the break, folks. There is a guy that's running around that is basically telling people that he has all the answers, and he's the new the new genius, Don. You need to look this guy up. But he says that soul and spirit is not real. Back after this.
Wow.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S. based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. As we were going into the break, I was talking to you about an individual with Don Jans that is saying that he's an advisor to Klaus Schwab, he's an advisor to Bill Gates, and he has taken this whole concept of what a human is, and we were talking about the impact of Darwinism, and now he is saying that humans are now
hackable animals and will be re-engineered. His name is Dr. Yuval Noah Harari, and he is a transhumanist and a top advisor to the World Economic Forum. I am not making this up. He has been out doing interviews all over the place, giving lectures all over the place. And the door that has been opened by the church, because the church has abandoned its purpose and its role. And my next guest talks about some of this in The Devil Inside the Beltway, which is a book that I've been trying to get people to read for years now, because the bureaucratic element that is usurped our nation and worked insidiously to destroy our constitutional republic is still working. And this kind of person, this transhumanist, is a direct result of those efforts. I welcome Michael Dougherty to the program. Michael, welcome.
Good to be back, sir. Happy Easter. Happy Good Friday.
Amen. Happy Good Friday and Happy Easter. Thank you so much for that. And it's so important that we remember where our power and where our authority comes from. But Michael, you've been fighting this battle for many, many, many years. You've been on my program. You and I met, I think, almost 10 years ago now. Hard to believe.
It's 8 years ago. 14.
Okay. Yeah. So it's been a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you fought was this insidious bureaucracy, this administrative state. Does it surprise you that it's coming out now and becoming more of a publicly understood with great verification and fanfare that the CDC and the FDA have been lying to us?
No, but it does not. But you have to force it out. I was put on the forefront of this and experienced it first when I was the only one when it started happening to me and the bureaucrats came at me and I would speak about it, I would be vilified and ignored and silenced and people thought I was. They're more subtle in how they dismiss you. They are just eye rolling, maybe think you're crazy, but more so think you've just blown things out of proportion. And I get, because the human condition, they want it, people are, you know, we as Americans are given this civics book that I say belongs in between Alice in Wonderland and The Wizard of Oz, because it's a fantasy fairy tale that we're taught. And it's not true. And it was true until about 1914, but it keeps you circled and confused. And that's all they need to have you as a citizen, is circled and confused to get what they want. Because what they want is all the money, all the power, and all the control. And the United States and this huge experiment of the population managing itself, being its own government, has threatened the powerful. And so they have to nullify, strip God, circle and confuse slowly over time. And so now you have a few generations of people that are not experienced in anything, spiritual, religion, anything at all. I mean, that's just considered so crazy by some people, you know, that their God is their iPhone. And you have people also not understanding the truth of government and not being involved in it. And they sit there, and as long as they're taken care of, which is how, you know, communists and socialist despots control the masses, just give them housing and give them food and keep them afraid, and you get control. And so they worked inside out, and it's gotten to be such a tipping point. And it was Abraham Lincoln that talked about this, how the threat is going to come from within. Now, because of Donald Trump and the pressure. I mean, the first thing was the outrageousness of Obama and the plain corruption of Eric Holder and the silencing of it and the terrible results out of Obamacare. And people are observing cover-ups now that affect their lives. And that's what's different, is now people's individual existences, it's coming in their house. Because most people don't pay attention to anything unless it impacts them. Because maybe they don't know who to believe and they weren't there, so they're just going to not touch it. And so now what happens is, then we have Trump, and Trump created tremendous pressure that forced these people to either lose the power or flex their muscles. They've never had to really flex their muscles before. And so then you see the FBI spying on him. You see the slow walking. You see Republicans do nothing. Not Democrats, but Republicans. You see betrayal after betrayal after betrayal of Barr and Sessions and McConnell of what's going on in the power grid of the GOP. Because Trump has landed on all of them, is ripping the mask off. And so it's war. And so the war machine started, you know, from all sorts of directions. And so now we're on the other side where now we see they've stolen the election. And they are ramming it down our throat. And they're circling and confusing most people. And they have the judges not hearing cases. It's, you know, when you see the entire judiciary pretty much act in lockstep to not allow any of these cases to get to discovery. That is nothing short of just keeping the casket 6 feet buried to let no one, you know, confirm who's in it. And this is where, and I think people are waking up, and now they know they're waking up. So now they're going to try to get Trump on criminal charges so he can never run again, because this is what they do. If anyone's going to scream that the emperor's naked, and prove to the population that the emperor is naked, the entire court of the king is going to go try to kill that person. Because not just the king that will lose, it's everyone in the court that will lose, all the bureaucrats. And it is going everywhere. And they've intimidated, you know, reverends and pastors and the church. I mean, everyone's going along to get along so they can get people in the pews. It just doesn't work that way. Sorry to tell you. But that's what we have going on.
Well, we have a responsibility to fully share the truth. That's the issue, and the truth will set you free. As you were talking about, you know, I was making a couple of notes. You know, there's within that is the destruction of conscience, right? So you don't have a conscience anymore. Therefore, you can kind of move around the edges. There has to be a foundation, and they know that, so they have to eliminate that foundation. And liberty without morality is truly not any form of liberty at all.
No, and you just go and stupefy the next generation. So what they've done has been in exquisitely, excruciatingly, corruptly patient to destroy So the tech industry, I call the tech industry a weapons manufacturer, because they have weaponized everyone to enable tyrants and enable their power. And this is why I have to say, I don't know where this is going to go, but I'm laughing that Elon Musk is looking at Twitter, because you look at the hypocrisy, and it could be the first fantastic crack, because I absolutely believe that most Americans now, unlike 7-8 years ago, know what the heck's going on. But you don't have to win the election.
Yeah.
You don't have to win the election. You have to win the election greater than the margin of the cheating. So I live in Virginia, and when Virginia swung red, you know, it stunned them so much they couldn't cheat enough in the middle of the night.
Right.
If you look at the patterns of the elections the last maybe 4 cycles. You will see in liberal states and liberal precincts 300,000 vote dumps at 2 a.m. It's a pattern. Mm-hmm. You know, but we're not allowed to look at the pattern because the judiciary doesn't want election law in the courtroom. And so it leaves it to the politicians who don't want who want to, they're all move forward, carry on, move forward, forget it, move forward, silence, silence, don't pay attention. I mean, that's what they do. So
yeah,
you know, you gotta wake up.
I would inject that it's also a means by which to create, you know, the necessary controls, right? And it feeds into the idea of greed as well. I was watching a post. There's a big push right now, Michael, to bring gambling and to accelerate and expand gambling in Texas. But it's interesting, and I made a notation of this and sent this out. And I'm always on the cutting edge of these things in saying these things. And then, you know, I it's funny because I'll get messages from friends and they'll say, hey, did you hear about da 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 da? And I'm thinking, yeah, I talked about that about 5 years ago. About 5 years ago.
Well, the gambling thing, you know, you really want to lift that lid off. I mean, look who's pushing it. Former senators that are now consultants, former Republican leadership.
Yeah, crazy. Well, my pros was, geez, gambling in football and drinking. Gambling and drinking and sports gambling and drinking. What could possibly go wrong? Back up.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-656-1943. 800-656-1943.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
All right. Sorry, I had to reach over and grab this, a copy of this great book that I introduced as we got started. I'm holding it up here to the camera for those of you that are watching us right now. And it is called The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael J. Dougherty, The Shocking Exposé of the U.S. Government's Surveillance and Overreach into Cybersecurity, Medicare, and Small Business.
Medicine
and Small Business. And
I'm right in saying that Amazon still has it on sale for $10.26, I believe. But that book, well written, folks, in 2013, is still exactly what it is, which is a narrative walkthrough of what it's like to be investigated by the government to see how they operate. And now I look back on it, and we've discovered so much more. What I wrote in that book is mild compared to what we've exposed. I mean, it makes perfect sense. When you have no laws, people are lawless. When people get power with no accountability, they're tyrannical. When you have people in the government that are now part of this cabal, it is truly the Sopranos go to Washington. And most people in Washington are guilty of enabling this by looking the other way. You never, ever call out anyone else on their corruption in Washington, because that person can have power over you in the future.
And so you don't do it, and you justify not doing it by saying, well, if I want to do good things here, I just have to ignore that and mind my own business, because if I'm not here to do good things later, it's worse off if I call them up. So this is the justification, rationalization of so much corruption. And you have to understand that why the GOP is such a mess. I mean, and it's not about activity. It's about passivity. What did Lindsey Graham, what did Trey Gowdy, what did John Boehner, what did McConnell, what did any of them do when Trump was president? What did any of them do?
Nothing.
To help him while he was being burned alive at the stake by the intelligence community.
By lies.
They applauded it. They enabled it and they applauded it because their lifestyle and their power grid is going to be threatened.
You know, I sat down with a guy named Harvey Hildebrand, who'd been a local state representative for a number of years. And he ended up retiring not long after this. But I asked him, I was like, you know, you guys have super majorities here in Texas and a Republican governor. Why aren't you passing the platform of the Republican Party that we've given you to pass? Why are none of the real priorities that are the people's priorities anywhere in sight, and why are they stalled out in committee? And he said, look, you have to understand that at some point we know that the Democrats are going to get back in power. Now, folks.
Oh, that is.
But it's exactly what you just said. It's exactly what you just said. Well, I don't want to do anything that's going to offend the other side. Or what have you, because, you know, we've just kind of all got to get along.
That's an excuse for I like my lifestyle. That's an excuse for I like my lifestyle. It ain't bad. It ain't bad. I'm going to get in trouble and I'm going to get attacked. I'm going to get crushed. And then it's gotten so bad, people have done it. And so what happened? Cancel culture. We have cancel culture. Is cancel culture for who is being canceled? No. Cancel culture is proactive to warn everybody else.
Right.
The head on the spike is put on the bridge, not for the dead person on the spike. The head on the spike is put on the bridge to scare the masses into compliance. And
absolutely.
If it didn't work for the last century, It wouldn't do it.
Nope. They wouldn't do it.
And that's all this is high tech head on a spike. And it's true. You really have to know it, and they've kept the public ignorant. The public has to then take responsibility for their own freedom and liberty. It is your job and your duty. If you just sit around expecting someone else to fight your battle, you're sitting on every grave in Arlington Cemetery.
Yeah.
And you have to take, and these actions don't have to be becoming some anarchy activist. Your action can be voting, picking up the phone call, writing a check, and going to a meeting. I have to tell you, those things are fun. I mean, go to a Republican breakfast and put people on the spot. Because people are afraid. And trust me, when the public really gets aligned, they get what they want. Now, the benign example was about seven, eight years ago. They were going to pass a data security bill. And there was going to be something they were doing, I forget the specifics, but that's not what matters. What matters is, for some bizarre reason, so many in the population, and still maybe 5%, all was calling Congress at the same time.
Yeah.
And there was a run on diapers on Capitol Hill. Because nothing scares a congressman more than they're having to lose their seat. And they backed off. Could you imagine if every conservative and God-fearing person in this country jammed the phones of the Capitol Hill? I mean, all you got to do is let your presence be known. And don't get on there and scream for 5 hours. All you got to do is talk for 10 seconds. That's all we're going to do is count you. But you got to get everyone else doing it. It's about counting. It's about who's screaming. Not even what you're saying, but who's screaming.
If you're watching us, and I'm just going to say the number, but if you're watching us, you see this. I've got it up on the screen right now. The Capitol switchboard, 202-224-3121. Capitol switchboard.
And there's a way to do it. Don't call giving them your life story.
No.
Don't call talking, if you're talking, if you speak more than 30 seconds, you're on the phone too long.
Yep.
Because you, what you don't know is on the other side, they've got a scoreboard. And they are counting how many calls they get. And they pay attention to the most calls, not the longest call.
Yep.
The most calls. So your 5-second call is the same count as your 3-hour diatribe. If you get a 3-hour diatribe, you're going to be on the do not listen to list.
Well, not only that, but you're also going to be reducing the number of calls coming through because you're holding that person up, so they're not taking any of the other calls. So the scorecard isn't going up. You want to hit them. You want to be friendly, and you want to make your singular point to them about what it is that you're concerned about.
Mitt Romney and
Collins and Murkowski and Manchin.
I am appalled that you put someone on the Supreme Court that doesn't know what a female is because she's not a biologist. What planet are you on? Stop this.
You can also call them and say, I am appalled that you're putting someone on there that went light on pedophiles. That gave light sentences to people that abused children. I am absolutely stunned. Those of you listening in Utah right now, and I know there's many of you listening on KYH 540, you have got to. I told you and have been telling you now for several weeks, you need to go to his office.
If Mitt Romney had any courage, we wouldn't have ever had Obama.
Well,
if he wouldn't be such get rid of him.
I don't think it's about courage. I think it's about collusion. I'll be back with Hour 2 coming up on the other side. Mike Dougherty, thing.
Are you confused and stressed by the news and our culture? I'm Maria Baer with the Colson Center for Christian Worldview. I want to invite you to join me and John Stone Street every week right here on this station for Breakpoint This Week. We provide a Christian perspective on the news that gives clarity, confidence, and courage for your daily life. Don't miss it.